Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.
Now, on the line with me right now to just talk a little bit about the social issues around this is Varsha Haridas, who is a senior social worker at SAVF or SAV KZN. SAV is a child protection organization focusing on rendering services to the most vulnerable. Varsha, thank you so much for making time to chat to us.
Hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, let's start with your work, right? Where exactly are you situated and where is most of your work happening?
So, Carol, we're based in Pietermaritzburg and most of our work is focused here and in the rural areas north of KZN, such as Nutu, Msinga and Ethrek, where we go deep into the rural communities where the need is very hidden, but actually extremely real.
Yeah. Now, as a social worker, Varsha, you know how these school programs run throughout the year from January to December. And when those schools close, that 6-week period where schools open late January, if not into February, these families go without. What have you seen there?
Well, you know, when we look at our in our rural communities, poverty is the most visible at dinner time. Because we have children going to bed on empty stomachs, parents stretching every single meal to feed a family of six. You know, gardens are dry, shops are far, prices keep rising, making the basic food items an absolute luxury. We see single parents, grandparents raising their children on small incomes, small grants, if nothing at all. And the daily struggle of these families just to secure that one meal is so evident, especially when we've met with a gogo who had reached our door, sometimes walking up to 40 kilometers with hope in her eyes that we could possibly just help her feed her grandchild tonight. So, you know, that's the reality that we are working with in our rural community.
This is heartbreaking, a reality that you are facing every day in our communities. How important are these food hampers? I mean, we are asking KZN to step in, and you will never, as a person listening right now, unless you are walking this walk, have an idea of a picture of what it's like. How important are these food hampers?
So Carol, these hampers are absolutely vital. Let me put you in the picture. Mm. So at several of our ECD centers that we partner and we support with, children do get these nutritional meals during the school term. Mm. But on holidays, the safety net of this meal disappears and we see the physical impact on these kids. You know, when we receive these food hampers, they would mean so much more than just groceries. For families in our rural area, they're actually a lifeline. You know, a hamper arrives, it brings relief, hope, dignity. Parents can prepare a proper meal for these kids. Children can go to bed with a full stomach. Families can breathe a little easier, even if it's just for a short period of time.
And you know what you're saying is so huge, because we are obviously trying to help in a gap that we would like to see a difference, which is December. But we also forget that in June, these schools close. And
correct.
June is also another big break, and it's winter, and it's cold, and there's need. And it's really a dire situation. I think the more we speak about it for our audience to just have a concept of the picture, the better. Varsha, is there a particular family that really, really spoke to your heart that you can tell us their story?
So, you know, I just mentioned it a little earlier about the girl who had to walk to our office in Nutu. And she traveled by foot to the offices. And we're talking here in the rural community where transport is not available, you know, where children get or families get little jobs, peace jobs, we call them, in the farms. And to see, you know, the workers had commented on this Goko's plight, but her determination to walk that mile just to save on the transport money, just to come and ask, you know, can she get some assistance? And that broke the team there because, you know, we're an NGO as well. So every little counts. Yeah. And we're all trying to do our little best to ensure every child has a meal before they go to bed. And that was one of the most heartwarming stories for this Goko, who actually took it upon herself to walk the distance.
To walk the distance in our old age. It's insane.
Yeah.
For those who are listening and they really want to help your organization with the work you're doing throughout the year, we'd love to share your details. Where can they find you if they want to drop off stuff maybe as well? Because I feel like season of sharing is one thing, but it doesn't mean you only do it then. You can help throughout the year. And organizations such as yourself are doing incredible things. So where do we find you?
Carol, you can reach us to our team on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So you guys can just search SAVF KZN Social Services, and one of our dedicated office staff will get hold of you. You can reach us telephonically on 033-342-1229. Or alternatively, you can find us physically at 408 Prince Alfred Street in Pietermaritzburg. We are the base of the four offices. So if there is a specific need for a specific area, then we would distribute to our offices from here.
That is amazing. I'm going to give you the floor to speak to KZN to pitch in for us as well. What would you say to someone listening? Why should they contribute to Season of Sharing, for example?
You know, for many of us listening today, we're probably thinking there, you know, what are the options for dinner tonight? Is it takeout? Is it cooking? But right now, somewhere in our rural community, is a mother sitting despondent, wondering and hoping and praying that there would be enough to feed her child tonight. Your contribution to Season of Sharing can turn that hunger into hope, worry into relief. It's just not about filling stomachs. It's about restoring dignity, health, and hope to the little leaders of our country. And I urge us all, come on, South Africa. We can really, really make a difference.
I am teary-eyed. You've spoken and said it so beautifully, and I think anyone who has the ability to help will help. And I thank you for that, because it's beyond what me and you are doing here. It's for the voices Absolutely. And the faces we will never see, never know, but they will feel the love that we're going to give out on Friday. So thank you, Absolutely. Vasha. You're the best. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you, East Coast. Thank you so much, everyone.
All the best. It's Vasha Haridas chatting to us there from SAVF OTSAV. It is a child protection organization focusing on rendering services to the most vulnerable. And as she said, you can find them on social media, and their number again, 033-342-1229. Otherwise, look online, SAVF, doing incredible work. So we're going to meet up on Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I am asking you if you are able to. I'm very alive to the fact that some of you are struggling listening right now. You don't know where your meal's coming from. You don't know if you still have a job. I get that. But if you have more and you can share it, it's the Season of Sharing. ecr.co.za and click on Season of Sharing. Friday it is.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.